glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center with a look at what's happening now in the news. And we begin in Belgrade, the Serbian capital. State Department officials saying that Serbian police have now secured the perimeter of the U.S. embassy there. Things, according to them, are under control. They were completely out of control a bit earlier, though. Protesters, angry about Kosovo's declaration of independence, attacked the U.S. embassy. The embassy was closed, but demonstrators set fire to the building and broke a number of windows there. Riot police, backed by armored vehicles, fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia on Sunday. And the move is recognized and supported by the United States and its Western allies, but it is rejected by the Serbian government and minority Serbs that was in Kosovo. In Pakistan, the leaders of two parties that won big in this week's elections today announced they will work together to form a new government. That will be very interesting. One party used to be led by Benazir Bhutto, and the other's leader is former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was kicked out of office by Pakistan's current president, Pervez Musharraf, whose party was beaten in those elections. A helicopter carrying three U.S. senators has made an emergency landing in Afghanistan. Senators John Kerry and Joseph Biden, both Democrats, along with Republican Chuck Hagel, are visiting Afghanistan on a trip that will also include stops in India, Pakistan, and Turkey. A Kerry spokesman says the helicopter was forced down in the mountains because of bad weather. A source on Capitol Hill tells us none of the senators were injured. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that the U.S. is prepared to give China some information on the shootdown of that dead satellite. China's complained about the operation, suggesting it may have been an anti-satellite weapons test. Now, the satellite had been slipping out of orbit for a number of months. It was destroyed because its fuel tank was full of a toxic propellant called hydrazine. The U.S. military says it may take another day or two to definitively determine whether or not a missile fired by a Navy cruiser hit the tank. Gray wolves have completed their comeback. The Interior Department is taking them off the endangered species list and will allow them to be hunted because they're, well, acting like wolves now. An estimated 1,500 wild gray wolves are roaming free in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where there are increasing complaints of wolf attacks on livestock there. In Montana, some regulations have been approved, but no hunting permits have been issued. The possibility that opponents will file a lawsuit is putting plans for a wolf hunt on hold. Idaho and Wyoming have discussed hunting but have not set regulations. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.